This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is announcing more than 500 new sanctions on Russia. This is linked to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and last week's death in prison of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Biden says the sanctions target those connected with his imprisonment. Mediators are meeting in Paris today to negotiate a potential deal for a pause in fighting in Gaza. As NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, officials are signaling there is progress toward an agreement.
Senior Hamas leaders held talks in Cairo this week. An Egyptian source close to the talks tells NPR Hamas is prepared to accept a six-week pause in fighting and to free some of its Israeli hostages in exchange for Israel freeing Palestinians held in Israeli jails. U.S. envoy Brett McGurk has been meeting with Egyptian and Israeli officials. White House spokesman John Kirby.
These discussions are going well. They are constructive. He is obviously keenly focused on trying to see if we can't cement a hostage deal for an extended pause.
The U.S. wants more humanitarian aid to enter Gaza as part of the deal. An Israeli official tells NPR Israel is sending a delegation to Paris today to continue talks. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
At least three fertility clinics in Alabama are pausing in vitro fertilization treatment. This comes after Alabama's Supreme Court declared frozen embryos are children. From member station WBHM, Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
Clinic officials say they're sad for patients, but there's too much risk. The ruling by the state Supreme Court last week has sparked confusion over possible legal consequences. Fertility specialist Dr. Beth Malizia is hopeful lawmakers will take action.
People want the same things for families in this state. We want to grow families. We want more babies. We want healthy babies. And for that reason, there has to be a solution that everybody can be comfortable with.
Clinics that are pausing treatment include Infirmary Health, the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and Alabama Fertility Specialists. For NPR News, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen in Birmingham.
The family of a Tennessee man who died after being brutally beaten by Memphis police are speaking out as lawmakers in Tennessee consider a new bill that would undo police reform passed in the wake of Tyre Nichols' death. From member station WPLN, Mariana Bacallao has more.
After police fatally beat Tyre Nichols at a traffic stop last year, the city of Memphis passed several ordinances changing how police interact with drivers, making it so unmarked cars cannot be used for traffic stops and stopping officers from pulling over a driver for a minor violation, like the one that led to Nichols' death. But Tennessee lawmakers could overrule those local ordinances under a new bill making its way through the State House. The proposal would make it so local governments can't pass anything that would interfere with stopping crime.
Mariana Bacallao reporting. You're listening to NPR News. It's been a week since a New York jury got the corruption case against officials with the National Rifle Association. Among other charges, they've been asked to decide whether former NRA director Wayne LaPierre wrongly took millions of dollars for lavish personal spending. Supporters of the gun rights group claim that New York Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a political agenda. Authorities in Valencia, Spain, say a fire that started in the city last night has destroyed two apartment buildings and killed four people. Miguel Macias reports at least nine people are still missing.
The two buildings make up an entire block near Valencia's city center. One of them is 14 stories high. The other is 10 stories high. They have been entirely destroyed. As of this morning in Valencia, firefighters could only operate from the outside of the buildings due to the intensity of the fire. Last night, some residents could be seen waiting for rescue on balconies, with firefighters using cranes to save them. The fire was fueled by high winds of about 40 miles per hour. There are also reports that the highly flammable materials used in the building's exterior contributed to the rapid spread of the fire. The fire has not affected other blocks near the destroyed structures. The two buildings housed more than 400 neighbors, living in 138 housing units. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville, Spain.
Most hospitals in South Korea are on high alert. That's because trainee doctors in South Korea are on strike. They're opposed to a South Korean government plan to increase the number of physicians in medical school. The trainee doctors say they're campaigning for higher wages. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.